we present Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards, June Whitfield, and Wallace Eaton in The Gloves, a typical domestic story of vulgar, moronic, and pathetic everyday folk. With June as Eth, Dick as Ron, and Jimmy as the awful Pa Glum. Today's story is entitled Ron Disowned, or No Relations With You. As usual, Pa Glum is soaking up beer like blotting paper in his local pub.
Here, Big Glum, was you were trying to catch my eye earlier on?
Well, not specifically your eye, Ted. No. I just flung that beer rag in your general direction, you know. Tell him I want to talk to you about something. I want to borrow your nephew, the one who's the sailor.
What, young George? What do you want to borrow him for?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ted, because you see, Ted, I've got a problem of father-to-son relationship that would baffle even that master of psychology, Sigmund Freud. Yesterday, my Ron did something that really angered her. In fact, I've never known her so put about.
Ron, I won't try to hide my feelings. Here's the first job you've ever been actually accepted for. And what do? You turn it down. Oh, I'm so blazing I could... Oh!
Well, Eth, if it makes you feel better, you... Oh!
Don't try placating me, Ron Glum. At the risk of hurting your personal feelings, Ron, I've got to say it. Do you know what immature means?
Yes, Eth, when you don't get paid for doing it.
Immature means, well, not yet grown up yet. It means turning down a job because you'd have to live away from home and wouldn't be able to go running to your father with everything. Oh, Ron, do you realize what you are? Still?
Unemployed.
Besides that, beloved, you're still just a daddy's boy.
Daddy's boy?
Yes, Ron. For all your veneer of sophistication. Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't love your father, but, well, you look upon Mr. Glum as an idol.
An idol what?
You worship him. Oh, Ron, you've got to break away. Strike out on your own two feet. I mean, at the moment, can you show me one single thing you do without getting your father to help you?
Yes, Eth, yes.
Oh,
just a kiss. Yes.
No, I couldn't be less in the mood.
Hello, hello, hello. Here, Ron, give over a sec. Here, we got to get you a fresh packet of breakfast cereal. Now, which sort would you like this time, son? The marbles or the frontier rifle?
I'll leave it to you, Dad.
Hey. Oh, Mr. Glum, isn't your son ever going to think for himself?
Hey. No call to lead off like that, Eth. Last time we had the packet that gives away marbles, he poured milk and sugar over them before I noticed. Oh, that crunching sound will all... I'm not making light of it. I had jawache for a week.
It's just because of this sort of thing that he turned down that job at Warburton Brothers and Co.
And rightly so. And rightly so. Why should he go and cut himself off from his old dad? He's a boy who needs his father's care. Big as he is, he... And I say this in a mood of sentiment. Big as he still comes into my bedroom of a morning for cuddles.
That's the name of my tortoise, Eth. He sleeps under Dad's bed.
Ron won't have him in his own room because in the middle of the night he crawls round the floor looking for bits of food. And that wakes up the tortoise, you see.
Now, sort of...
Well, he likes it.
I don't mind, Mr. Glove. I'm going to take issue with you on this.
Take what?
Issue.
Eh?
Yes. And I'd rather not do it in front of Ron. So, Ron, beloved, is there anything you can do to occupy yourself with in the other room?
Well, nothing really absorbing, yes. There's not much in that room to... Oh, I know. I know what I can do.
What?
I'll lean up against the wall.
Yes, you do that, son. Enjoy yourself. I'll call you when they come back. Now then. Now then. What is all this, Ethel?
Oh.
I sense an undercurrent. And I'm pretty sensuous, you know that, don't you, Ethel?
Well, Mr. Glum, this is what I want to say. You've got to force Ron to leave you and take that job.
Do what?
Yes, you've got to be cruel to be kind. While Ron's with you, he's just sapped of all initiative. And, well, after all, you're not going to be here forever, are you?
Well, of course not. The boozer opens in 27 and 34 minutes.
There you go again.
I'll go in a minute.
Well, you've just got to make Ron leave you, Mr. Glum.
Eth, you don't know what you're asking. You're wrong. You're exaggerating. My baby boy, he may be a bit overfond of me, but... Well, that don't sap his initiative. My Ron can sort things out off his own bat any time he wants to.
That?
What is it, Ron?
I need your help.
Well, what is it?
Which wall shall I lean against?
Well, Mr. Glum?
I realise Eth was right. This Brown's in good nick, isn't it?
Yeah,
Ron is too dependent on me. The best thing for him would be to leave home, but will he do it?
Well, why don't you just turn him out? Tell him to hop it. Don't come back.
He's got to leave voluntary of his own free will.
Ah.
Listen, to make him do that, we've got to change his feelings about me. Make him, if necessary, dislike me, even despise me.
Well, that should be easy enough.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, Eth and me have worked out a plan to achieve that, and which is why I want to borrow your nephew George. So look, now, give me time to get back and have a talk with Ron.
Right.
Then send young George round, mind he puts on his sailor's uniform, right. And here's what he's got to do.
I'm not going to leave home.
But
Ron... No, Eth, I don't think a son should leave his father, especially when they're related.
All right, Ron, all right. In that case, I'm forced to reveal the secret that I promised your dear mother I would never divulge. Ron, I am not your father.
Not? Ah, Dad, of course you're my father. I can smell the beer from here.
Be that as it may, I am not your father.
You are.
Ron, don't argue with your father when he says he's not your father.
Ron, this is serious. Let me tell you where you really came from.
Oh, Dad, you told me all about that shop in heaven.
No. I'm telling you facts now.
Oh.
Now, turn around and look at me.
Yes?
You are not my born son. You're no relation. We opened the door one night, and there you were. You've been left on our doorstep. Now, do you see what you are?
A milk bottle?
You're a nothing. You're no relation at all to me, so I'm no relation at all to you. There.
Ah.
See, Ron, has that made your feelings towards Mr. Glum change at all?
I think it has, Eth.
Oh, then would you like to ring up Warburton's now? I mean, seeing that Mr. Glum's not your father.
He's not, is he, Eth?
No, Ron.
He's nothing at all to me.
No, Ron.
And I'm nothing at all to him.
No, Ron.
And yet he brought me up like I was his own son. Mr. Glum, I'll never leave you now.
Oh, coming, Ron.
I admire you more than ever, Mr. Glum. Oh. I'll spend the rest of my life here.
Will you belt up?
Yes, Mr. Glum.
Ron. This hurts me. You forced me to unveil the second half of my secret. Not only are you not my son, but something else.
I'm not your daughter either.
Something even more poignant. I happen to have a real son.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, no.
All right. Don't overdo it, Dame Ethel. Yes, I have a real son, the one I took you in to replace. My Theodore. He ran away to sea at the age of 5.
Aye?
They had smaller boats in those days.
But even so, would the law allow a boy of...
Will you let me finish? He chooses now to start asking intelligent questions. My Theodore. He ran away to sea and I never heard from him since. And I know this, though. If my Theodore ever come back, I wouldn't want nobody else. I'd... Ark.
What, Mr. Glamour?
Do I hear a knock on the door?
No.
Do I hear a knock on the door? Do I hear a knock on that blasted door, by George? There. A knock on the door. Who could it be at this hour?
It could be anybody. It's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Go and open it up and see, quick.
Oh, right,
Eff. You know, Eff, if he ever does leave, I don't think I'll be as broken-hearted as I thought.
That, it's a sailor.
A sailor? What's his name?
Archie Les.
Eh?
That's what he's got on his hat.
Oh, wrong. That's Achilles.
Achilles? The ship my Theodore sailed on. It's him.
Hello. After all this time, here I am.
Oh, I can't credit it. Oh, my wandering boy, where hast thou been?
I've been to open the door.
Not you. Him. Oh, you've come back. Let me look at you. Let me cast the optics over you. Ron, do you know who this is? Do you know who it is?
I think I do.
Who is it? Let me hear you say it.
It's the nephew of the man in the pub.
What do you mean?
We were at school together. His name's George.
I tried to tell Uncle Ted.
Get out!
I put my uniform on.
Get out!
Yes, Mr. Glamour?
I'm tired of shilly-shallying. Give me that telephone.
Uh-huh.
If Ron won't be parted from me of his own accord, then I'll do it for him. Hello. Warburton Brothers and Co. Personnel manager, please.
Oh, Dad, no, I won't go. I won't go and live away from you. I won't, and you can't make me.
Won't you? Yeah. Hello, personnel manager. My name's Glum. G-L-U-M. That job away from home you offered my son. Is it still open? Right. What's happening? I'm taking that job.
That was The Glums, a recorded extract from Take It From Here, first broadcast in the BBC's Light Programme on the 30th of April, 1958. Those involved were Dick Bentley, Jimmy Edwards and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton. Frank Muir and Dennis Norden wrote the script, which was produced by Charles Maxwell. This edited version was prepared by John Brough.